everyone, and welcome to Lucrative Ladies Celebrating Our Success. This is a show hosted by women business owners, and we give a voice to other women business owners and executives. Lucrative Ladies is proudly presented by Ultra Touch Cleaning, Pinnacle Custom Signs, Favorite Place Travel, and EW Services. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Teresa Conklin, and I'm the owner of Pinnacle Custom Signs, a full-service commercial sign company who offers a wide array of signage products to get your business noticed. Let me start the show by introducing you to Suzanne Holtkamp, who is the Vice President of Marketing for Holtkamp Heating and Air. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, Teresa. And I think that we should go outside because it's too beautiful of a day to spend the day in studio.
No kidding.
I don't remember what that big orange-yellow thing is in the sky, but I think it's the sun.
I think so. So, Suzanne, could you tell us a little bit about the history of Holtkamp Heating and Air?
Sure. Thank you so much for inviting me. Matthew, my husband, and I started Holtkamp Heating and Air Conditioning in 1995, and he came into the business with many years' experience already, wanting to build a company that was based primarily on service and outstanding products. And after almost 20 years in the business, building this company, we do believe that those still are the cornerstones of our business. And we form a pretty good team. So we're glad to be here. We're glad to be in the Gwinnett County area, and we just love to do what we do. So thank you for inviting us here today.
Well, I'm glad to have done that. And as a husband and wife team, what roles do you both play in the company?
Well, my husband, he's going to kill me that I say this, but my husband is a geek. He's a technical person. He reads everything he can possibly get his hands on. He's up to date on all the most recent HVAC technological advances. He reads owner's manuals for fun. Do you know of any guy who ever does that?
No, they avoid them.
He does.
Like the plague.
Yes, and he's very much into the mechanics and just the workings of HVAC systems. But at the same time, he's sort of a dichotomy because I call him the mayor of Gwinnett County. I know that counties can't have mayors, but he knows everybody and he loves people.
Oh, and that's why Don and he get along so well.
Exactly. So our girls and I just joke every time we go out somewhere, we can't go anywhere without him knowing someone. So he loves it. He loves people. So he's sort of the dichotomy where he's the technical geek and he loves people. He's very customer oriented. And I sort of come in with the marketing aspect of it because that's always been my background. And I just love promoting our business because I do obviously believe in our mission and the business that we have built. And so those are sort of the separate roles. We do step on each other's toes every once in a while, but every once in a while, we retreat back into our own corners and everything's fine.
I think any husband and wife team does the same. I mean, Don and I are finding that the same way, just being in the business a couple of years. How do you balance being a mom and a successful business owner?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head when you said balance. It's all about balance. And I find that when that balance is off, things just don't go right. So I do consider myself to be a wife and a mother first. And I think that when I keep that in perspective, and I'm also blessed to have a very strong faith life, that everything else just falls into place. And we've been so blessed with our company that we're able to spend a lot of time with our family because our kids go to a Catholic hybrid school called St. John Bosco. And they go to campus 3 days a week, and then they're at home with us doing studies the other 2 days a week. And it allows us the time to be able to spend as a family. Because as a business owner, you don't work 9 to 5. You always do everything at all times of the day. So we spend a lot of time together as a family, and it keeps everything in perspective.
That's pretty nice. So could you tell me what consumers are looking for in an HVAC company in 2013?
They're looking for convenience, and they're looking for trust. What they want is they want it fast, they want it when they want it, and they want people in their home that they can trust. You know, a lot of times you're going to have the wife or the mother at home, and they don't want service people coming into their homes that they don't know. And at Holtkamp Heating and Air, you're always going to get technicians that you know. And I'm not egotistical when I say we hire the best of the best. So when a Holtkamp tech comes into your home, you know that you've got somebody who's experienced, you can trust them, and they're going to make the most of your money.
Excellent. Excellent. And since you're a local company, do you engage in any efforts to support the community? You mentioned you were all around Gwinnett County.
Right. Yeah, we eat here. We live here. We play here. We raise our families here. We're all about Gwinnett. So we started our Holtkamp Family Foundation about 2 years ago because it was just a natural outreach for what we were already doing. And one of the primary functions of the Holtkamp Family Foundation is not only to provide basic needs to Gwinnett families, but also to promote pro-family cultural programs. So it's as diverse as the Gwinnett Can Challenge, which raises food for 10 local food banks here in Gwinnett County, which, by the way, last year we raised 14 tons of food.
Excellent.
And to the other end of the spectrum, where we're huge supporters of the Aurora Theater in downtown Lawrenceville. We just believe in their programming and in their children's programs, and we're just proud to be parts of all of that. And then with our Gwinnett Tech Scholarship, we like to stay involved with the HVAC community in promoting tomorrow's leaders.
Wow, very, very nice. So what should homeowners be considering at this time of year as the weather gets warmer?
Teresa, have you had your AC checked?
Not yet.
Oh, gosh.
We have to schedule.
You know, I'm not going to answer the... No, I will answer the phone. But people procrastinate. I procrastinate. Mm-hmm. Everybody is busy. But do not wait until that first 85 or 90 degree day to check your AC, because that's when everybody calls. And, you know, we staff up all year round, so we will have the technicians to serve you, but be proactive. See what's going on.
We're just waiting on the phone call to say, it's time!
Okay.
What are some of the trends that are happening now in the heating and air?
I think, again, it's all about convenience. And one of the products this year that we're the most excited about is Trane's come out with a thermostat that can actually be controlled by your smartphone. So when you're at work, you can control your security system, you can control your HVAC system, all from your smartphone. And it can save a lot of money because you're not cooling your home when you're not there. You're being, again, on top of it when you need to control the temperature in your home, and you know constantly what's going on. So it's not a surprise. And we're very excited about that.
That's cool. That's really neat. One last question. What do you love most about your job?
Oh, gosh. What do I love most about my job? I do like the people that I get to meet and the things that I get to do, because I never do the same thing every single day. Some days I'm on the radio. Other days I'm in the field, you know, with technicians, seeing what's going on. Other days I'm writing blog articles. Other days I get to collect food. I get to go into high schools. And it's just a lot of fun because I'm never doing – and I get bored really easily. You probably can't tell that, but I get bored very easily. So the diversity of it is what's so great for me. And
excellent.
And having a partner like my husband who just absolutely loves the heating and air business doesn't hurt either.
No, I bet not.
No.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your time. Now with our next guest, here is John with UltraTouch Cleaning.
Thanks, Teresa. Not a problem. Hey, everyone. This is John with UltraTouch Cleaning. Just a brief, quick script of what we do for our new listeners out there. We provide residential, commercial, and turnkey cleanings. And my guest here today is Miss Lori Crook. How are you, Lori?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. She is with Liberty Mutual Insurance. And if you could, Lori, tell us a little bit about how you got into the insurance business.
Well, I do personal lines, which is... anything but commercial. I don't do commercial. And it all kind of started in 2003. I was in a really bad car accident. And when you go through something like that, you learn real quick how insurance works. You know, before the accident, I went to my agent and I said, you know, we own a home. We have two children. I want to make sure I'm well covered. And then come to find out later, it wasn't exactly what I thought. So after... a year of healing. I had been self-employed and couldn't do that anymore. So when it was time for me to go back to work, I was like, you know, I think I'm going to start helping people understand insurance and try to help some people not end up in the position that I was in.
Oh, wow. I wish I'd have known you many years ago when I had my car accident. That was not a fun, exciting
right.
And ordeal.
A lot of people don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Since with the personal side of the insurance business, within going to like purchasing a home, renting a home, how much insurance do you request that people do get?
Okay. That's a good question on the home side, because I talk to a lot of people and they're able to purchase homes right now with our economy for great prices. And then they call to get insurance on that home, and you know, they may purchase a home for $120,000 and then they talk to an insurance agent and they say, well, you need insurance for $180,000 on the home. And they say, well, I only paid $120,000 for it. But in insurance, when you're talking about, your coverage, what an insurance policy does is the intent is to, if you have a covered loss, is to make you whole again. So our concern is to be able to rebuild the home back to how it is when you purchased it. So it's not necessarily just to be able to, you know, get back the money that you paid for it. It's, we need to have the ability to actually rebuild the home and put it back the way it was before. So that's why obviously building a home in our economy is a much different, price range from just purchasing a home, a new one that's already built.
That is true. How would they go about choosing a deductible?
It's going to be really based on the homeowner's budget. If you don't have a lot of play in your budget, let's say you're a younger person and it's their first home, you may want to have a lower deductible because if you have some damage, let's just say to your roof, and your deductible is $1,500. Sometimes for a young person that's just purchased their first home, having $1,500 to go into the repair of their roof might be kind of tough. So that's where obviously you'd need to kind of talk with your agent, discuss your budget, and understand what your deductible does and when you have to pay that. And then also taking into consideration the deductible is going to affect the premium.
Gotcha. I'm even learning something, and I'm not a first-time homeowner. What would be the difference between actual cash value and replacement cost coverage?
Okay. Actual cash value is just like it sounds. That's when property is insured for what it's actually worth. So let's say your personal property, let's take a TV, for example. If you buy a flat-screen TV, it may be $1,000. Well, in 7 years, that TV, the actual cash value, isn't going to be the same as what you purchased it for. So that's something that's also important to understand, what type of coverage you have, if your policy is actually going to pay to replace a new, you know, what it would cost to go out and get a new flat screen TV, or if it's just going to pay you what the value was of what you lost.
Gotcha. Because we all know how technology is. It just keeps going up.
Yes. Quickly.
Very. Are there discounts available for home and auto insurance with Liberty Mutual?
Yes. That's one of our best discounts, especially for homeowners policies, is to have your home, auto, life insurance together with Liberty Mutual. It offers you the biggest discounts. And of course, it's also good to have everything with one agent so that they kind of understand the full picture of what you've got going on. And as they talk to you and review, you know, every year or so, what life changes you're going through, then they also can see the full picture of your, areas that you might be vulnerable, or make sure that your family's protected.
Well, this next question I have, which I can, attest to this, which I already know the answer, but how do I need to understand my policy, or can I just leave that up to my agent? And I will say that Lori is one of my agents.
That's sort of an example of what I was talking about with my accident. I went to my agent and I said, explained, you know, we have two children, we have a home, we have vehicles, and please just help us to make sure that we're all covered. And he said, oh, yes, no problem. So I just trusted him. Well, come to find out, there are different parts of a policy that cover different property, different losses, things like that. So one of the things I didn't understand was that uninsured motorist and how that worked on my auto policy. And so I didn't know that limit was lower than my than the bodily injury or liability limit. And so that's where I kind of got hurt. So it is very important to trust your agent, but also to sit down with them and for them to actually go through your coverages and explain what they do, what they mean, what your coverage is.
I absolutely agree. I did switch my insurance policies, or life insurance, should I say, with Ms. Lori, and she was there step by step to listen to our point out every valuable thing on it because I had no clue. I mean, this is for my kids. But I'm like, I have no idea what this all means. And she literally took the time out to come to my home and explain everything to me. So thank you very much for doing that.
Thank you. No, that's my job. That's what I love to do.
How do I get a quote or review my current coverage for anyone listening?
Well, that is super simple. You can just call Lori Crook with Liberty Mutual Insurance. You can reach me at 770-861-9671, or you can go online and just Google Lori Crook Liberty Mutual Insurance, and it'll bring up my rep webpage. And I'd be happy just to sit down and maybe just a little bit of education. I don't even have to say I'm going to be making a sale. I'm always happy just to talk to somebody and answer questions.
I can attest to this, not only for myself, but other individuals that I've networked with have said the same thing about Miss Laura. She's very consistent about her calls, calling, text message, emails, and she's very prompt, and she always has this sweet voice over the phone, especially when I'm aggravated.
You do not aggravate me.
One other question for you. Being a mom, working full time, I mean, the challenges that we all know being with parents or parenting, how do you focus, or how do you, like the prior question, balance all this?
It is tough. There are some days when I feel like I don't balance all of that very well. But I just have to stop and take a moment. I do have faith as well. And so, you know, I've got somebody that I can go to and say, what am I missing? Or I need to slow down for a minute. And the most important thing is just to not forget to go to my kids or my husband, every day and just say, what'd you do today? You know, tell me something. Tell me one thing that happened today. And making sure that we take time to sit down and eat dinner together as often as we can, things like that. But I have great kids, great husband, and we work a lot, but then we spend time together too. So
yeah, family is very important, and I'm learning that the hard way. Why it took me so long, I don't know.
I learn everything the hard way, I think. So.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. Lori.
Thank you.
Well, once again, if you could just repeat the contact information for everyone out there.
Okay. Again, I'm Lori Crook with Liberty Mutual Insurance. I do personal lines, home, auto, and life insurance. You can reach me at 770-861-9671 or just Google Lori Crook with Liberty Mutual Insurance, and it'll bring you to my rep webpage.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Our next guest and host that we have today is Erica Wimberly with EW Services. Hey, Erica.
Hello, Jean. How are you?
I'm fine, honey.
Hello, everybody. I'm Erica Wimberly with EW Services, and I am so proud to announce my guest today. Her name is Mernice Oliver. She is a Mary Kay Cosmetics, and she's also a beauty consultant. How you doing, Mernice?
Hi, Erica. Hello, everyone out there. Thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely. Glad to have you here. And I'm just going to start the show by saying, first of all, I just remember as a little girl, the one thing that you think of when you think of Mary Kay, you see beauty and not to mention a beautiful, gorgeous pink Cadillac. Do you have that pink Cadillac yet?
I am working extremely hard on the pink Cadillac, girl.
All right.
Is on the way.
All right. We want to see you in it. Definitely want to see you in it. Let me just start off asking you just to tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Absolutely. Mernice Oliver. I am a management level consultant with Mary Kay Cosmetics. And what that means is that means that I actually am a team leader, or I lead a team of women who are all building their own Mary Kay business. Been doing this 2 years now, but my previous life, I was an insurance agent. So I was a friend of Lori's and I owned my own agency. I was an insurance agent, and did that for about 6 years. But this is my 20th year actually in insurance and financial services.
Wow.
For the past 2 years, been pursuing Mary Kay Cosmetics.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Nice. So tell us with that, why Mary Kay? Since you were in the insurance business, what was the transition?
Absolutely. Well, let me just tell you a little bit about how I really transitioned to Mary Kay. I believe that'll help you answer the question a little bit better. As I said, I was an insurance agent, owned my own agency. However, everything that looks great on the outside isn't always great on the inside. And the truth of the matter is that I was working 60, sometimes 70 hours a week, not really connecting with my family. I wasn't present in my life. And that's really the truth of the matter. I'd always been a Mary Kay customer. So I had always used Mary Kay since I was about 21 or 22 and playing in my mom's makeup and kind of got in trouble about it. And that's kind of my love affair with Mary Kay started. I found it on my mom's dresser and lost my mind. But anyway, fast forward, decided I wanted to be an insurance agent. And again, it was a very rewarding career. So don't get that wrong. However, the opposite side was it did not allow space for my family. What I love about Mary Kay is Mary Kay has allowed me to create the space for Mary Kay in my life. Mary Kay's motto is faith first, family second, and then your career, which I absolutely love that. I have a very strong faith-based life. But the opposite side and the financial services side did not allow that path for me. Mm-hmm. So that's really why I decided that I wanted to pursue Mary Kay on a full-time basis.
Wow. Okay. So with that being said, I mean, go ahead and elaborate. How has your life changed since you've had Mary Kay?
Well, my life has changed and it's changed for the better. One thing, it really has helped me. I really thought I was a confident person. Let me say that. I can walk into a room and kind of make a connection with anyone. But one of the best things about Mary Kay, it has helped me create a more confident life in that I really built this business from the ground up. It wasn't a situation that I came into Mary Kay and I had a silver spoon in my mouth. I really worked hard from the ground and built it up to where it needs to be.
Wow.
Also, it allows me to put it into my life as opposed to me putting my life into the career. You know what I mean? I'm going to say what I'm meaning is I, if I have to have time to spend time with my son, he's 14, football, basketball, we're doing DECA club, you name it. I have time to do that because I get to decide when I want Mary Kay to be in my life. But third, I have an opportunity to encourage, to affirm and to support women in business. That is the best part about my life. I wake up every morning thanking God that I have that opportunity to make women feel wonderful and beautiful about themselves. That just gives me chills bumps every day. I get to do this.
Wow. Well, you definitely gave me chills. Well, I'm serious. Speaking of the beauty bar, I want you to tell everyone about it, but I just want to tell you how amazing it felt. About a week and a half ago, you invited me to get a facial done, and the before and after pictures were like, whoa, that's the impression that I got of myself. But I really felt beautiful. Just the whole transition from, you know, the cleansing of the face. I mean, everything that comes into a facial, I didn't realize how important it was to apply everything appropriately and the cleansing. Like I said, I mean, it was really a life changing experience for me.
Great.
Yes.
Awesome.
Because before I felt like I looked like a clown when I put makeup on. So now I'm even more confident that I've come in contact with the Mary Kay consultant so I can look more beautiful.
Absolutely.
So with the beauty bar, tell everyone about that because I had my experience. How can you give someone else that beautiful experience?
Absolutely. Well, the beauty bar is kind of a brainchild of myself and my team. We decided that we would go on this journey of 50 facials in 30 days. So we have kind of put what we call guerrilla marketing, put the pedal to the metal.
Right.
And I accepted that challenge. Part of me completing my management training is I had to do 50 facials within that 30 days. So we created the beauty bar. The beauty bar is an opportunity to come into my home or the home of someone on my team. You sit down. We serve you hot tea, water, whatever it is you want, refreshments. But we really teach you the importance of skincare. Mary Kay is all about feeling clean and beautiful and a professional look. It's not overly dramatic and anyone can do it. It's a 1-2-3 step process.
Right.
So it's not complicated. You're not going to feel overwhelmed.
Right.
But most of all, you get to figure out what part of that beauty you want to include in your life. And that was the great part of it. So we schedule these beauty bars in the morning, in the afternoon, on the weekend. So it's not, we're able to reach women from all walks of life, not just the woman that stays at home, but also the professional woman that needs an evening appointment or someone that has a, have a need for on the weekend. We do it every week. And by the way, I need 12 more. No, actually 11 more.
11 more.
I need
okay,
11
ladies.
More.
Sounds like she, all right. Well, definitely going to give out that contact information because I
absolutely
know definitely want to get in contact with you. Just a little side note, you talked about, I know not as far as the makeup, but as far as like the facial cleansing, is it okay for men to get involved and just get their faces, you know, toned or whatnot? Is that
it
appropriate?
Absolutely. Extremely important. But we call those mancials. And okay. So men come.
There you have it. We have a name for it.
We have mancials, and they are able to come in, and we talk about the importance of skincare with men. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So we have a great men's skincare product line.
Good.
But a lot of the product line that women use mm-hmm. are universal. So oh, men nice. Can use them as well. So it's just a great time. We don't put any makeup on, so don't worry about that.
Right. Part of
it. It's all about the skincare, but also some fragrance too, because we have a great cologne line for men as well.
Nice. And that's mm-hmm. something I didn't know. So now I know, and everyone else knows. Mm-hmm. Well, you talked about earlier about how passionate you are about helping women start their own business. What if some advice you have for a woman out there who's listening, who says, you know what, I've always, you know, encountered Mary Kay, and I think they're beautiful women, and how can I be a part of that?
Well, you know, I think the best part about connecting with Mary Kay, or it's very important that you find someone who has had longevity in the industry. I consider myself extremely blessed, and that I have a leader who's been doing this for 18 years. And so she's learned some of the pitfalls and some of the challenges that I'm going to face. And so she's always there as my support, but also my accountability partner. It's not about holding your hand. It's really about showing you a path. I'm sure you guys know the old saying, you know, if you want to teach a man how to, you don't teach him, excuse me, if you want to, what is it? They're not going to be hungry. You right. want to teach them how to fish.
Oh,
you don't
exactly.
want to give them the fish. Right, exactly.
Right.
And that's the whole part of it. You know, you want to make sure that they know how to run their own business. We have great training with Mary Kay, but we train with a compassion. And here's something else. I have a huge incentive to see another woman be successful, because Mary Kay is all about giving those pearls back and pulling someone up behind me. So I cannot get to the next level without pulling someone else up behind me, which is completely different from the way corporate America traditionally
right.
has trained us. Absolutely. Traditional the way it is in corporate America. And I can say that because I came from corporate America. I had to kind of step over people and push people back mm-hmm. in order for me to move ahead.
Right.
It's completely opposite from the way Mary Kay created this company. I can't move ahead unless I encourage and support and help someone else get to their next level.
Nice.
So it's a wonderful company.
I love it. Well, let me ask you a final question. Sure. What is something you would change about your life? I mean, it just sounds like everything is going so great for you. I mean, are there any changes you would make? Or
I would have done this
wow.
sooner.
Oh, nice.
I would have. I would have had more peace in my life, I believe. And I would not have had such challenges and spending those days asking God why he was giving me. It was always there.
Mm-hmm.
I just chose not to see it.
Wow.
And I think that's very important. So if I could change one thing, that would be it. I would have done this much sooner.
Well, I'm grateful you did it when you did it, because I feel more comfortable wearing makeup.
I'm grateful too. Thank you.
Okay. Well, go ahead and give out your contact information, Ms. Marnice, especially you need 11 more faces. So
I
go
do.
Ahead and give them all your information for someone who's trying to contact you.
Well, I just want to start by saying too, I feel very blessed and honored to be in you guys' presence as well. These other ladies in the studio that's with me, because they're stepping out on faith. They're trusting God. They're building their businesses. They're supporting other business owners. And I just want to say kudos to you guys for hosting this event, this show. It's very, very, I think, important that
Thank
we do this
much.
And support one another. My contact information is Mernice Oliver. That's Mernice with an M, Mernice. My phone number is 678-687-0357. My website is www.marykay.com/Mernice Oliver. And it's been my pleasure.
Thank you so much. That was Mernice Oliver with Mary Kay Cosmetics. Now for this segment of Lucrative Ladies, we're going to have a round the table discussion. So we've come up with a couple of questions to ask our hosts as well as our guest. And we're going to start off with the first question. First question I'm asking everyone, what were some of your hesitations that you encountered when you decided to start your own business? Anybody want to start?
Yeah, I call it the iron stomach. I didn't have one. My husband had it. You have to step out in faith, just like Mernice said, that it takes a lot to decide, well, this is what you're going to do, and you're going to kind of go against the grain. I was raised in a family that was very conservative. My dad was in the Air Force. Everything, you think about things a long time. And then you think about it again, and then you decide to do it. Well, my husband just jumped in with both feet, mm-hmm. and I was sort of along for the ride. Well, you know, after almost 20 years, I'm like, okay, I'm with you now, but I still don't have that iron stomach. He does. So when it gets to be too much, I just hand it all over to him and I say, you know what, honey, I'm done for the day. You take it over and God bless you and I'll see you tomorrow.
For us, it was, Don was the one ready to go. I mean, he had gotten to a point in his career where he said, you know, right. I want to, and actually he had been looking for a while. Mm-hmm. And every time he brought an idea to me, I'd say, I don't think we want to do that. I don't think we want to do that until we came up with this one.
Wow.
And so, we both kind of just jumped in and said, do we think we could do this? We said, yep. And we did.
You can.
Mm-hmm.
You can.
Absolutely. We're doing okay so far.
So far, so good. That's excellent.
I want to say for me, I think the biggest hesitancy for me was what was someone else going to think. Here I was a business owner and I had a title or a perceived title as an insurance agent. And I just thought, wow, what are they going to think if I say I'm now selling Mary Kay, you know, and pursuing it? But money talks, let me say that. And after I did my research and figured out, you know, Mary Kay has created, helped women, more women in the country earn over $100,000 than any other company.
Wow.
Any other company.
Wow.
Women. That spoke volumes to me. There were no women in leadership at my company, previous insurance company where I was. So that spoke to me.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will say Bernice is a very busy person. I've visited her networking group twice now, which I will plan to join. If you could, Bernice, just tell us about Sisters of Success, because I know you guys are expanding.
We are. Absolutely. So Sisters of Success Network Express is a professional women's networking organization. Our motto is building success through selfless giving. So we're all about helping other women grow their businesses through networking, through referrals, but also through mentoring and training, which is very important. I myself have been in business, as I said, almost 20 years in insurance, and my partner has been in business as well over 18. So collectively, 38 years of experience in business on our own. And it's very important that, again, we offer that hand and give back and mentor other women in business and create a safe place for women to network. Sometimes networking can be overwhelming and be a little intimidating. And we have expanded, let me say that. We have a Beaufort team, we have a Snellville team, Johns Creek, and then this month we're launching DeKalb and Fulton. So it's a great opportunity to plug in. We meet twice a month, so it's not overwhelming, but it's a great way to plug in and meet other women in business and support one another.
Absolutely agree. Like I said, I've visited their group twice at Mimi's Cafe near the Mall of Georgia every first and third Monday of each month. Of course, I get there early. We all know I'm the early bird. But the early bird catches the worm. I mean, you do meet a lot of nice, beautiful people there. Don't care where you're from, what you do, no matter what, you're a beautiful person. So I appreciate you giving out the information of Sisters of Success.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have a question.
Sure.
Sure.
It's for, tell me your name again.
Suzanne.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm
That's
really
okay.
bad with names. I know what it was. My husband just swears that we are supposed to turn off the AC when we leave the house or heat. And turn it back on when we come home.
That's a good question.
Energy saver.
Know why? If you were in the winter and he was talking about a furnace or a heat pump, I would say he was right on. But he's not with the air conditioner, and you can tell him I said so. And call my husband, Matthew the Geek, if he doesn't believe me. But the reason why you don't want, you want to turn it down, but you don't want to turn it off. And the reason why is your AC or your heat pump is going to remove the humidity from your indoor air. And humidity is not our friend in the summer, as you know from being here in the Atlanta metro area. It's intense. And all those, that degree of humidity that's inside your house, it makes you feel hot. You take that humidity out, you can feel cooler at a warmer temperature. So you want to turn it down, but you don't want to turn it off. So a good range would be, you know, turn it up to maybe 78 or 80 during the day. But if you've got a programmable thermostat, then turn it back down to where you're comfortable an hour or so before you get home at night. That's a very good question, because a lot of people will turn it completely off, then turn it completely on when they get home. Mm-hmm. And you're sending your power bill through the roof.
Right.
And that's what you're doing.
I'm like, I don't think this is better.
And your home furnishings don't like you either.
Right.
Because you're constantly taking humidity in and out of the air and you're not making it steady. Sometimes your floors will seep open, they'll mm-hmm. crack, maybe, you know, it's just not good. Okay. So tell them I said so.
Okay.
Suzanne, you just kind of sparked a question with me. Well, something with me, because for the past 3 months, I have experienced gas bills between $270 and $300. Prime example.
Ouch.
Exactly. Ouch is correct. I have it totally off.
You could be spending that on makeup.
I know. So I could look more fabulous.
You
exactly.
could.
Exactly. I know. So help me save. Because I actually have it completely off. I have 2 units, upstairs, downstairs units.
Right.
They're completely off. And like I said, for the past 3 months, it's definitely been hurting the pocket.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you asked this question, because what we've been sort of concentrating on, or I shouldn't say sort of, we have been concentrating on in the last 5 or 6 years, is what we call a home energy audit. And I know a lot of people are throwing around the words energy audit with no meaning over the last couple of years, but a home energy audit at Holt Camp Heating and Air actually means a blower door test. And that's a very kind of fancy term for what we do is we come inside your home and we pressurize your entire house. And what that does is it allows us to see where air is infiltrating into your home. Oh. And so a lot of times people will think that it's their HVAC system when really it's not. What it is they've got leaks either around their doors, around their windows, going up their chimney. So then people will think, oh, well, I need to slap some insulation in the attic. You know, that'll solve the problem. Well, sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't, because that might not be where your leaks are.
Wow.
So if you come in and you do get a home energy audit done by us, we will physically walk you around and show you where the air is infiltrating into your home. And then we can address the problems after that. And it's just like having an option for every budget. There's some things you might want to do yourself. There's some things you want a professional to have done. But it gives you a roadmap. Who would go on vacation and say, well, we're just going to drive around until we feel like we're going to stop somewhere?
Right.
Do you do that? No. Well, that's what a lot of people do with the money that they spend on their homes. They spend money on windows, insulation. They don't have a plan.
Right.
So why would you go on vacation without a roadmap? You need a roadmap.
Wow.
Of where to best spend your money.
Okay. Well, it looks like
get
I'll definitely
those
be talking
bills
to you.
Down. $275 to $300.
Yes.
Depending upon your square footage.
Yes.
We have thousands and thousands of square feet in our home, and our bill is less than $100.
Oh, we need to talk.
I definitely need to talk about
the
energy efficient home.
I can't promise that for your house, but we can certainly get you
what's the old
much
thing?
More efficient.
Every little savings helps, Suzanne. I need your help,
know,
so we'll definitely
you,
be talking.
You need to be talking with that, Mary Kay.
Yes, I do.
Absolutely.
Suzanne, if somebody wanted to get the energy audit, how do they contact you?
Just call our office, Holt Camp Heating and Air at 770-271-7511, or you can go on the web, and we're HoltCampHVAC.com, and Holt Camp is spelled with a K, HoltCampHVAC.com. And ask somebody what the V in HVAC stands for, and then we'll really get into a good conversation.
Wow.
Nice.
I do have a question for Ms. Lori with Liberty Mutual. Going from a different insurance agent to, say, for you, for example, changing like I did life insurance,
mm-hmm.
How easy is it to have to switch from the agent you've been with for umpteen years and you have that pit in your stomach like, oh, God, I really, you know. What are they going to tell me? What are they going to do? How do you help them transition over to somebody new like yourself?
I try to make the transition as simple for the client as possible. So whatever option works for them. Some people say, well, I had this agent for a long time. I think I'll call him myself. Some people are like, I don't want to call him. I'm scared of what they'll say. So I say, well, you know, you can sign a cancellation letter for me. I'll be happy to take care of getting that to them. So really it's just a relationship and a conversation that I have with a client and how they want to handle it. But my goal is to make everything as simple for my client as possible.
Good. Does anyone else have any other questions?
I think we're all on our way to Mernice's for our facials.
Yeah.
Hey,
I think
that
so.
Sounds great. I could always use another one. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening today on Lucrative Ladies Celebrating Our Success. You can listen to our radio show live every other Thursday morning at 11:30 a.m. on Gwinnett Business Radio X station. You can also listen to our show anytime, 24/7, by going to businessradiox.com, and you'll find our show listed under the Gwinnett Business Radio tab. Also, be sure to check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/lucrativeladies, where I'm going to see if I can post a before and after picture, actually, of me with my makeover with Mary Kay. So that'll be something to look forward to. For John Smith with Ultra Touch Cleaning, for Stacy Gross with Favorite Place Travel in her absence, for Teresa Conklin with Pinnacle Custom Signs, and me, Erica Wimberly with EW Services. We thank you so much for listening to Lucrative Ladies. Have a great day.